Syracuse had fully vaccinated just over 34.8 million people, or about 2.5% of its population of about 1.35 billion people, by Monday, 3rd of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come under pressure for his handling of the situation. The Indian Medical Association, the IMA, said he needs to impose a complete, well-planned, pre-announced lockdown on the country. New Delhi entered a fourth week of lockdown with tougher curbs such as the shutdown of the suburban rail network while residents scrambled for scarce hospital beds and oxygen supplies. America's top coronavirus advisor, Anthony Fauci, also said he had advised Indian authorities they need to shut down. Meanwhile, Venezuela, which is under harsh U.S. sanctions, continues to fight the pandemic with the help of China, Russia, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. According to Venezuela's health ministry, it has received around 1.4 million doses of vaccine from China and Russia. It also hopes to receive doses for about 5 million people from the World Health Organization's COVAX program. Furthermore, Sudan in Africa is struggling to provide hospital beds, drugs, and medical oxygen to its patients. The country, with a population of over 40 million people, has been hit by a third wave of coronavirus infections. Health officials have recorded about 35,000 cases and over 2,700 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Officials say the real numbers are likely to be much higher given the low rates of testing in Sudan. In Malaysia, Prime Minister Mohiuddin Yassin announced new lockdown measures as the country grapples with a surge in the cases of infection and highly infectious variant of the coronavirus. The Malaysian Prime Minister Mohiuddin Yassin said all interstate and inter-district travel will be banned along with social gatherings. Mohiuddin said Malaysia is facing a third wave of COVID-19 that could trigger a national crisis. According to the latest data collected by Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus pandemic has so far claimed the lives of about 3,299,000 people around the world and infected over 158.6 million people across the world.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio.
Thank you.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. It is my absolute honor and pleasure to be with you guys today. And of course, with my wonderful friend and sister, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's really an honor for me to be here.
So today we're going to continue talking about nutrients and special foods, fruits, vegetables that parents can take before the pregnancy in order to prepare their bodies for the growth and development of their child. Now, we talked about vegetables, we talked about fruit, we talked about certain drinks and beverages, certain soups, but make sure to check it out first. I mean, these are all general tips. If you want to apply to it to yourself personally, you got to make sure it personally applies to you.
Every woman, whether pregnant, pre-pregnant, or post-pregnant, should have all these in her refrigerator.
Yeah, or even not pregnant at all. God knows with the hectic lifestyles that we have now, some of us barely get any time to cook or eat. So
some
this is self-care, right?
Exactly.
We constantly talk about self-care, and it's been trending so much on these last few years on social media. This is one form of it. Don't think that, oh, it's so hard to get. Where am I going to find it? Just buy yourself a few bottles. You're going to have, you don't need to put like half a gallon in a cup, right? It's like a tablespoon of each, and you'll be set for 6 months. And inshallah ta'ala, you'll reap the benefits in the future when you're older, when your body is just done absorbing anything. You'll have all this in your storage.
Exactly. People in the past, they would go to public baths, and they would spend half a day. These were like self-care.
We think like
that
a spa.
Exactly. They would go there. They would get massages, right? They would put the deprecatory powder and then the henna. This is skincare. And this was done while chit-chatting with other women and having fun, right? And then coming out and drinking natural drinks like the Serkan Gabin. They would give themselves detoxins. They would drink and they would also apply on their bodies. That's no wonder why a lot of them were like healthy.
Really
and
healthy.
They had so many children and
Mashallah.
They didn't have iron deficiency.
Mashallah.
Right, because of self-care, ladies.
Yeah.
So another source of iron I would like to mention is the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Especially chickpeas. Chickpeas are, I have recently fell in love with chickpeas.
I love them too.
Because they are so nutritious.
They're so versatile. You turn it into hummus, to curry, to salad, to with rice, with bread.
Exactly.
They're so good. Guys, chickpeas are your friends.
For example, just hummus, as you mentioned, it's sesame paste. You add it to the chickpeas and you add some garlic. And
some olive oil
and some fresh squeezed lemon. Oh, it's so good.
And you blend it up and it becomes creamy.
And you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, so some carrots.
Yeah.
Dip some carrots, some celery, some cucumber
gorgeous.
In it.
They're
and
gorgeous.
It's really really low in carbs, zero carbs almost. It's filling, it's nutritious, it's high in fiber. It detoxes your body. What else could you possibly ask for?
All these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah. And then...
Oh, and just something else to say, Razia. I think a lot of people might be having this on their minds that chickpeas are really gassy.
Yeah, you have to soak them before.
Aha.
2 days or 24 hours before making them, just soak them and then make them.
Changing the water and you should be good.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Also, one recipe that I found somewhere is that this lady was saying, use half a kilo of milk, boil chickpeas in half a kilo of milk, let it completely drain, and then have the chickpeas. They're filled with iron and vitamins.
Interesting.
This is very easy.
I actually read a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I used to do this back in the days when I had time to cook. And my body really needed it, obviously. So basically, Rasulullah said, taught us to cook mutton with milk.
Oh, I read that too.
And subhanAllah, Sister Razia, you have no idea what a succulent, perfectly flavorful,
so
rich food it is.
I know, so lovely. When my sister had a miscarriage, we made this for her. And also when my mom or dad were like feeling weak and sick, my sister would make exactly what you said. She would boil meat, and to make it easy, she used
minced meat. Exactly, yeah.
With milk, and there we go.
Yeah, and it's such a yummy food.
It's so good.
You guys can like add some onions, garlics, tomatoes, or spices, or whatever you want to it, and it tastes really nice.
It's ready to go. It's very easy, very healthy, very good detoxins. So, also, I would like to add some points about sources of calcium.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because pre-pregnant woman needs to restore a lot of calcium because while she is pregnant, a lot of it, you see a lot of women getting
cavities
after pregnancy because they are very low in calcium sources.
And it's so sad. I've seen some of my friends. She's this young, beautiful woman. After a baby or two, all her teeth are blackening.
Yeah.
And this and that. And her smile isn't as beautiful and as radiant as it used to be.
A lot of women who haven't had the self-care maybe would...
Exactly. You have to invest.
Invest in yourself. So, figs. Soak dried figs and drink the juice. What I do, I take, my father actually, he takes dried peach and dried fig. He soaks them and he mixes them. You know when you buy this peach juice from the store, it tastes exactly the same. And it's so good, especially for constipation and filled with calcium.
MashaAllah.
And iron. Milk and dates. They are so good.
Yes.
They are absolutely good for increasing the immune system of your body. Just milk and dates. You shouldn't add fruits to milk. Do not drink milkshakes that are with fruits. They're very bad for your stomach. The only thing you can put inside is dates. The only thing that you can add to milk and, you know, a date shake.
And it's very refreshing.
Zainab, I want to give you a golden recipe that I usually make for myself. It's so good. Tahini.
Sesame
paste. Dates, nuts, and milk. There you go.
MashaAllah, that's hearty. That's like a meal.
It's so, this tahini makes it like so healthy and so filling. Mm. And I've been wanting to make it for a couple of days. I haven't had the time.
Inshallah.
This is super good and super light.
Mm.
You can put any kinds of nuts that you like, but pistachio I find to be very good. As I said, they're also very high in iron.
Mm-hmm.
You can put coconut, almonds,
dried coconut flakes,
walnuts, hazelnuts.
Yum.
These are so good.
And for those who suffer from lactose intolerance, these things, as Sister Razia mentioned, the sesame paste, the date, the nuts, they're warm in nature. And they, when mixed with the milk, which is actually really, really cold, which is what causes that lactose intolerance, it kind of cancels each other out. And I think it would sit better with your stomach. Try it out. Worst case scenario, replace it with lactose-free milk or oat milk, almond milk, whatever floats your boat.
These days, you can find wheat milk, all kinds
soy
of milk, soy
milk,
anything that you want. So it's possible and practical for every person. One more thing is curds. Curds are so, Kashk, they're so high in calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And Iranians eat their ash with the curd, which is filled with calcium.
MashaAllah.
This is so good.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So you have the chickpeas, you have the curd, you have the dills, mint, everything together. They're super good for your body. Also sesame. Sesame is, as I said, it's filled with calcium. Now sesame paste added with milk and honey
and
dates, they're super healthy and super good detoxant and building your physical power and your immune system pre-pregnancy. Also, one more thing, Russian olives, or as we call it, sanjad.
Mm-hmm.
It's also super rich source of
calcium.
Mm-hmm. And I find that the stores have powdered this Russian olive, and they've added some like some additives to it, like maybe some brown sugar or some nuts to it, and they sell it as like a very good...
And dump it in a glass of milk, stir it up and drink it.
Exactly.
Whether you are preparing to get pregnant, whether you've already had your baby during your pregnancy, whether it's just the holy month of Ramadan and you need to eat hearty food that's nutritious, that's natural, that keeps you during the day, or you're just, you know, living your life, you don't want to take chemical supplements, which is totally cool, you take these natural alternatives instead and notice the difference.
Exactly.
And when you have a better and healthier, stronger body, you'll have you'll feel better, like in general,
more tolerant, less
tolerant,
aggressive,
more less aggressive, less irritable, less anxious, less angry all the time. Through that, and only almost only through that, can you strengthen your spirituality. If
exactly.
you have a weak body, you really don't have time to think about God, to be
just
honest.
I totally support you. One point about aggression and getting angry, easily getting angered, is that people who have lack of, who are
iron.
Suffering from iron deficiency, what happens is that their body starts to absorb lead. And so this lead, this mineral makes them, causes them so much aggression. And
there's
so
actually a hadith also from Rasulullah. His Eminence says, make sure, don't eat meat every day, but don't refrain from it for more than 40 days because it will corrupt your akhlaq. And by that, he means you'll get edgy and angry because of iron deficiency.
Exactly. This is so beautiful. Subhanallah. One more thing that is really good for iron is local farm eggs.
Aha.
You know, not the eggs that they're filled with all kinds of hormones, you know, the
preservatives.
I mean, the chicken throughout the period of, I don't know how many days, a very, very short period of time, from being a small chick, it turns into a Exactly.
Hen, and then it lays the egg, the hen gets slaughtered, the eggs get eaten, it's all hormones.
Exactly. So this kind of egg
free range, natural farm eggs.
Exactly. And eggs are super healthy for the formation of sperm.
Uh-huh.
So this egg is specially recommended to be eaten by the fathers, the fathers pre-pregnancy, right? And it's better not to fry it in oil. And to take it as boiled, part boiled.
Like
this is the best.
Salt and pepper.
Exactly. And butter.
Yes.
Natural butter.
Oh, no. I'm getting hungry all over again.
Okay. I'm going to mention some other items that would help you build your immune system.
Awesome.
Garlic.
Yes, of course.
Garlic. As they say in the corona pandemic, it is super good to consume raw garlic. Some people take them as pills. Like they turn them into very small pieces, like cubes, and then they just swallow them before breakfast in the morning.
Mashallah.
In hummus.
Yeah.
You can put plenty of fresh garlic, raw garlic. Mm. It's super good. Also for detoxins and for your immune system. Two tomatoes, especially fresh from the season, olives, and olive oils.
Mm-hmm.
These are super good. All these are, they're used in Italian cuisines. They're in Turkish cuisines. You see a lot of garlic, olives, and tomatoes,
right? Yeah, exactly.
They're so good. Also, onions, they're super good. Lemon juice, fresh lemon juice. Almonds. Dried peach, fish, seafood, which is fish or shrimps, also celery, all these, especially if you find organic vegetables and fruits, they would be super
strengthening
for your immune system.
So you can also have a tomato juice, you guys. I don't know if you do it.
How do you make it?
So tomato juice is basically, you blend the tomato, you can add some salt, some people even add cayenne pepper. It's a juice. A fresh lemon, lime juice, and then you pour it into a tall glass, and you stick a celery in it and you drink it. It's really nice, it's really refreshing. Some I refer to it as a version, I forgot the name,
you know, Zainab, back in Canada,
Bloody Mary, that's the name.
Really?
Bloody Mary, yeah.
We had a kind of juice that I found very not interesting, but now I find it interesting. It's called V8, the eight vegetables, right? I don't know what eight vegetables they would add inside, but tomatoes were one, celery and carrots. You can also put carrot juice inside.
Exactly.
And you just add some lemon juice and some salt to it, and there you go.
Yeah. And
super healthy detoxins.
Exactly.
And filled with iron and minerals.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There's so much more that we can talk about, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's episode. We've been talking about pre-pregnancy preps that parents can take, and the steps to detoxicate their bodies. Until the next episode of Muslim Lady, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the Love One?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Salam and heartiest felicitations to you all on the occasion of the blessed day of Eid al-Fitr, on which the faithful gather to offer the grand congregational prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord Most High for having enabled them to observe the fast of the month of Ramadan. Here is part of the Qunut supplication recited during the Eid prayer. O Allah, Lord of magnificence and greatness, and Lord of generosity and overwhelming power, and Lord of pardon and mercy, we implore you for the sake of this day which you have decreed a festival for Muslims and for Muhammad and his progeny as a reminder, a distinction, an honor, to bless Muhammad and his progeny and admit me to all the bounties to which you have admitted Muhammad and his progeny, and keep me away from all evils from which you have kept away Muhammad and his progeny. May your blessings be upon him and his progeny. I beg of you of the best which has been asked for by your virtuously good servants, and I seek your protection from all those evils from which your sincere servants have sought your protection.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
The light.
Using an unusual array of tools for a haircut, that's what a Pakistani barber does to rise above the competition. Ali Abbas lives in the city of Lahore, eastern Pakistan. He uses blow torches, meat cleavers, and even broken glass to do a cut. He typically begins a haircut with a blowtorch to take a bit off the top. He then uses a cleaver and butcher's block and sometimes broken glass to cut the lower layers. His style is proving to be a hit.
This idea was not a joke. One day I was thinking of doing something different. It was my desire to do something in a different way. Since I started this, my customers have increased. People's confidence has been boosted. When you're visible on a platform and people see you, people will say, we must try this, we should try this.
Abbas has been using this style since 2016. He says he has received a very good response from his clients. His peculiar approach has also resulted in TV appearances and fashion shoots. It's not an everyday scene for Londoners to see a whale swimming in the River Thames, but over the weekend, the city witnessed a small whale being rescued after it got stuck along the river. The baby whale was first spotted in the evening, becoming stranded on the locked boat rollers in Richmond. Rescuers worked during the night to free the 4-meter-long whale. After 4 hours, the injured animal was successfully moved to a safer location. A vet is now monitoring its situation to make sure it's healthy enough to be released back to the ocean.
people around the world dream of having special weddings, but these couples in Russia have made their wishes come true. 30 couples in Moscow have gotten married on cable car cabins, hoping to set a world record. The sweethearts exchange vows mid-air with a picturesque view of rainy Moscow. If the attempt to set a record is verified and confirmed, it will go to the Guinness Book of World Records. The wedding ceremony in Russia has turned into an extraordinary one as it was celebrated on a 720-meter-long cable car. 30 Russian couples tied the knot in the moving cable car cabins on Saturday. Even rainy weather in Moscow didn't stop them. The newlyweds said they wanted to make their already special day as unusual as possible. They also hoped that their mass wedding would set a Guinness World Record. The remains of 9 Neanderthals have been found near the Italian capital, Rome. Archaeologists believe the oldest one is dated to around 100,000 years ago. The other 8 remains are dated between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago. Researchers unearthed the fossil fragments in the Guattari prehistoric cave, or caves I should say, near Rome. Neanderthals are the closest ancient relatives of humans. They died out about 40,000 years ago. Some theories say they died because of their inability to adapt to climate change.
Thousand drones have lit up the sky of a northwestern Russian town in a dazzling show commemorating the country's victory in World War II. The drones flew in formation and displayed images related to the deadliest war in history. The show ended with a giant dove of peace flying above mesmerized spectators. Russia commemorates its victory day on May the 9th every year. There is also an annual parade which the authorities decided to postpone due to the coronavirus pandemic. Humans have used the services of honeybees for centuries. Now, Dutch scientists have found a way to get help from these small animals in detecting the coronavirus. Let's have a listen.
We take the bees from a honeybee keeper here in the region, and we use a set of bees every day, and we put those bees in harnesses to fix them. And then we present coronavirus positive and coronavirus negative samples. And after presenting a positive sample, we always present sugar water afterwards. So in the end, the bees extend their proboscis after being presented a coronavirus positive sample. And in that way, we can train bees pretty quickly.
The bees indicate a positive COVID-19 result by extending their tongue to drink a reward of sugar water. Using these insects as coronavirus testing tools can significantly shorten the time spent on waiting for the result of a COVID diagnosis. It can also be very important in countries where there is not enough infrastructure and testing. Bees have an unusually strong sense of smell. They have already been used in some parts of the world to detect explosives and toxins.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A recently installed pizza-making machine is pitting itself against masterful chefs in the Italian capital, Rome. The tall red machine has become a head-turner in the city, which is famous for its pizza, one of Italy's most iconic traditional dishes. The customers get to choose amongst 4 types of pizzas plus a drink. A few minutes after placing your order, you will receive a dish on a platter fresh out of the oven. But Italians say the pizza can't compete with those made traditionally.
The true pizza is made from a wood oven. I wouldn't even take into consideration eating a pizza from a machine.
So far, the reception from people has been far from favorable. However, some say the final product can be acceptable considering its price or if you're in a hurry.
As many countries accelerate their coronavirus vaccination programs, life is gradually getting back to normal. Now, residents of a nursing home in a Spanish capital, Madrid, finally get a chance to go out after months of isolation. Around 50 elderly residents and staff from two care homes went on an excursion to the Madrid Zoo after they were vaccinated against COVID-19. They visited some of the park's inhabitants, from pandas to elephants, while sitting on a miniature train. They hailed the idea, saying they were bored with staying at the nursing home with no visitors.
It's good to leave, to break the monotony of the nursing home, especially as we have been confined there for so long. It's nice to get outside, so I decided to go out and see the world.
The director of the care home believes the experience makes the residents forget about their pains. Around 43,000 seniors died of COVID-19 during the first wave of the pandemic in Spain. The elderly population was among the first group to receive coronavirus vaccines in the country. Now, looking for a cheaper and more sustainable alternative to traditional lawnmowers. Ship may be the answer. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, have embarked on a project to test the effectiveness of sheep as new lawnmowers. The project includes 25 sheep of four different breeds. They are going to graze on a one-acre plot of pasture for 3 days. The process will be repeated after a month.
The sheep have been used for a couple of things. So they're as good as goats in reducing down the vegetation. So in areas where there is, it doesn't just have to be a lawn. If they're in their areas where there's overgrown and you've got sort of those higher fuel ladders, they can eat that down. But what they also do, so they can cut that out, but then they also can come around, and after there's been a fire, they're really good at eating the weeds that come up initially, the weeds that we don't want, those invasive weeds.
Researchers believe that the initiative also has an environmental impact. With fewer mowers, there might be less emission. They also hope using sheep will help increase natural fertilization and nutrient levels.
Over the past few years, people have become more aware of the detrimental effect of littering to the environment. Bolivians have launched a nationwide campaign aimed at protecting the country's scenic spots and waterways from human waste. Hundreds of volunteers were seen cleaning up the Valley of the Souls near La Paz, which is famous for its unusual razor-sharp rock formations. The volunteers, aided by heavy machinery, managed to collect over 15 tons of plastic waste and construction rubble from the rocky canyon. Activist Carola says people needed to speak up more in defense of the nature, which is increasingly coming under threat.
It is incredible how we can find jewels like this painting amid all these piles of rubble and garbage, and we are surprised and ask, what is going on with nature? It is a tourist place where many people come. The Valley of the Souls is very special, and many people have gathered together here to be a voice for nature and to get it the care and respect it deserves.
Last month, the campaign also cleared the highland lake of Uru in western Bolivia, which is said to be full of more plastic than water. Campaigners say they will continue their efforts until no place with garbage is left in the country. An exhibition in the Belgian province of Walloon-Brabant has put on display several objects belonging to French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. A belt with the word Waterloo written on it, a flintlock pistol, Napoleon's shoe, bathtub, clothes, and several other objects are all displayed in the exhibition. Many of the items are brought from Napoleon's last residence on St. Helena Island. The curators say the exhibition aims to show Napoleon's daily life and the way he lived. Earlier this week, an auction was set up in France offering Napoleon's blood-stained cloth, estimated to be sold for $18,000. May 5th marks the 200th anniversary of Napoleon's death.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and salutations of Allah upon all of you on Eid al-Fitr. Congratulations to all brothers, sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters on the auspicious Eid al-Fitr. Today, Thursday, is the first of Shawwal 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Ordibehesht 1400 of Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of the month of May 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, accept our congratulations on Eid al-Fitr.
Come and gone, Eid has dawned upon us. Thank you, Allah, for this blessed day. It's a time of happiness, a time of joy. Thank you, Allah, for this blessed day. Eid Sa'id, Yomun Farhan, Yomun Jamilun, Eid Sa'id.
Meaning and significance of Eid al-Fitr. Let's listen more about it. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is not only about refraining from food and drink, but it's also about abstaining from evil thoughts, evil words, and evil actions. What makes Ramadan special is that these acts of devotion are done collectively. Everyone is fasting, praying, and trying to get rid of their bad habits. It creates an atmosphere where one is encouraged and supported to become a better person. However, what also makes Ramadan special is that it is only 1 month. Had it been more than that, it would lose its uniqueness. It is a short but high-intensity month of changing your life, because Ramadan is a month of refraining from eating and drinking during the daylight hours. Eid is about celebrating the hard work. During Eid, Muslims are prohibited from fasting and therefore must eat and drink. Congratulations on Eid al-Fitr, one of the greatest Eid and auspicious day of all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi Nassim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with Eid al-Fitr, which is sometimes referred to as the Lesser Bayram in some English reference books. The Eid al-Fitr is the Eid for is one of the great Eids or feasts in Islam, and it occurs at the end of the month of Ramadan. In a way, it must be indicated that Eid al-Fitr is the Eid or feast for those people who have been successful in fasting throughout the month of Ramadan and being very much attentive to the religious deeds and rituals. The month of Ramadan is called Ramadan because in it the sins of sinners, the sins of believers, are wiped out in effect of fasting. And since this fasting, I mean, is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of the divine pleasure, it's referred to as Eid or as feast. Lexically, the word Eid is used in the Holy Quran only once in this Quranic verse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama' takunu lana 'eedan li awwalina wa akhirana. O God, may you pour to us meal from the heaven so that it will be Eid, feast for us and for both for us and for our posterity. This Quranic verse is in the Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 114. However, in the Islamic religion and according to Islamic instructions, feast or Eid has received various definitions. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, whenever or every day that no sin is committed, that day is regarded as an Eid or as a feast. And since in the whole month of Ramadan, Muslim believers have been fasting for a whole month, I mean in daytime fasting, and usually at night time people are concerned with reciting the Holy Quran or, for example, being attentive to other rituals, it's called an Eid or a feast for Muslims.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid al-Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr and thanking Allah. Eid al-Fitr is related to a month of blessings because it is on this day that restrictions of the preceding month are lifted. Unfortunately, in some places, this resumption of the normal activities is misinterpreted as a license to indulge in activities prohibited in Islam, like gambling. Fortunately, such trends are not common yet, but such people should be made to understand the significance of Eid al-Fitr. Religious observances of the Eid al-Fitr are designed to offer thanks to Allah, and He, Allah, help us in accomplishing the aim of the month of Ramadan. Surely it would be an affront to Allah if anybody, after thanking Him for completing that spiritual training, goes right away sinning against Allah. Had such person known the meaning and purpose of Eid al-Fitr, he could not have indulged in such un-Islamic activities. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our congratulations on the auspicious day of Eid al-Fitr. Happy Eid!
باركوا يا احباب نور العيد جانا فيه الفرحة نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Imam Zain al-Abidin says, O Lord, Thou hast ordained Ramadan to be one of the most chosen, and Thou hast distinguished it from all other months, and chosen it out of all other seasons and periods, and given it preference to all the times of the year, by having sent the Quran and the light of the guidance in it, and by having increased the faith, and by having enjoyed the observance of fast in it, and by encouraging us to stand up for prayer at night, and by placing in it the glorious night of Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. Therefore, in accordance with thy command, we kept fast in its days, and with thy help we stood up for prayers in its nights, presenting ourselves by means of its fasts and prayers for thy mercy, which thou didst offer to us.
What are we so happy about on the day of Eid? Why is it even an Eid? For some people, simply put, frankly, because they're tired of fasting. They're happy that they no longer have to fast. And finally, they can have breakfast, they can have lunch, and they can do all the other things that we're not allowed to do when we fast. So that's why they're so happy. No more fasting. They can't wait to eat during the day. And thus, it's a day of happiness and joy for them. But obviously, that's not the real reason why a believer should be happy on the day of Eid. It's not because they can finally eat again. In fact, I know many mu'mineen and mu'minat, the night after the day of Eid, they have mixed feelings. Because yes, they're happy it's a day of Eid, but they are also depressed, they're sad. Because the most beautiful month of the year has just finished. And they feel a void inside them that the month of Ramadan used to fill with all its spirituality and God-conscious nature. The beautiful du'as of the month of Ramadan, the iftars that we used to have, the lectures, the recitation of the Quran, just the environment of Ramadan is completely, the atmosphere is completely different. And they miss those days so much. And thus they have mixed feelings. They're depressed on a night like this because Ramadan has come to an end, the greatest month out of the year. And fasukum fihi tasbih, wa nawmukum fihi ibadah, wa amalukum fihi maqbul, wa du'aukum fihi mustajab. All these beautiful effects that we have in Ramadan, these beautiful favors from Allah, that when we sleep and breathe, Allah counts it as ibadah. He answers our hajat and He accepts our a'mal. This beautiful month has come to an end, and thus they have mixed feelings.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And again, we express our congratulations on one of the great Eid of Muslims, Eid al-Fitr, Eid Mubarak. Children are
bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.